then nothing, then 10, then nothing, then 20, then nothing. That bugs the hell out of me, and it actually wipes you out.
Yeah, and the thing is, you finally get to that, get back up to speed, and you're going, well, why were we going so slow for that whole section? That's the part that always gets me.
Precisely. There's nothing showing on the, nothing coming over the ministry radio, nothing coming over highways radio, and nothing showing up on the app that we have for a reason for the slowdown. So I was like, okay, what the hell is this about?
Yeah, that's the most frustrating part of the whole thing. At least if you're moving, if it's traffic lights, okay, fine. If traffic lights badly timed, we'll accept those for what they are. But yeah, sometimes it just amazes me. It's like, why? The whole way, and there's nothing obvious. No remains, no lights, no nothing anywhere.
Well, one day I had an elderly lady doing 40 for between 200 and 264 the entire time, doing 40. And nobody in front of her is like, come on, lady, get a move on.
Oh, well. On the bright side, another way of looking at it is you got safely. But still.
And, of course, nobody in the other lane would bother to make a space to let me in.
Wait till we all get those flying cars. We'll get through this. We'll have less of... No, we won't.
Yeah, well, I was in personal vehicle, so, yeah. You know, I'm in a work truck. It's a different story. I throw all the beacons on and all the Christmas tree lights, and it's like, oh, crap, we better move over.
Something wicked this way comes. By the pricking of my thumb, something wicked this way comes. It's funny how some of those quotes stick in your mind after. I learned that back in 1980... ish.
Yep, roger that. Anyway, hopefully it'll be a good commute home. Through the city, it's not too bad right now. Mind you, 84 is usually a pretty good run. 88 is usually, I don't even bother with 88, it's usually so snaggled up.
Yeah, usually Granville's not bad, and then getting over to Oak, it's a little slow those last few blocks in Park, but once you get over the bridge, we get onto the bridge, it's usually pretty flowing. And looking at the maps, yeah, it's a bit slower down the stretch towards the tunnel, but that's 99% of the time. Anyways.
Yeah, I've done a lot of work out in Richmond. I know how that works. And coming through the tunnel is always a slowdown. Doesn't matter what you do.
And on the bright side, well, it's funny looking in that area now because all those trees are gone, both sides, right? Both ends of the tunnel, both sides, so all four areas. It's like, wow, there's a lot of space here. But then again, looking at what they want to put in there, we'll see what happens.
Yep. Anyway, the curb is all done. Now we're doing what's called sidewalk grade, where we are bringing in 3/4 inch road base or 3/4 inch mulch to bring the sidewalk base level up to what it should be so that they can pour the sidewalks.
Done. So it's heading towards that completion. Yay.
Yeah, because after that's done, then we do the final road grade and compacting. Then with the sidewalk paved, the road grade done, then we flip over and send traffic through the unpaved road grade, and while we dig out the other side and do the same thing on the other side.
And then finally it's done after that.
Not quite. Once that's done and everything's up to road grade, we really piss people off because we do a full blackout on the lights at the traffic lights at 84th and 132, put four TCPs in there, and shut off the road between 84th and 81. Shut it right down and pave it, and then it stays closed for 24 hours.
Yeah, it gets annoying to a lot of people, but in the end, they'll all be happier.
Well, yeah, they'll have an extra lane on either side that they didn't have, a sidewalk on both sides instead of just one side, and nice smooth pavement. That's one thing I'll give the company that's doing it. I've worked with them a lot. They are really excellent at paving. Smooth as a baby's bottom.
And we're not talking about the babies that we drop out the window and send them along the road?
No. I go home from, I take Downs Road, because down when I come off the highway, because Downs Road turns into Claiborne Road, which is my road. And they just did a bunch of work on that road, putting in a new water main, and the paving job they did on that, must have been, one of those really cheap bargain basement ones that Abbotsford got. Because this thing's a freaking washboard, man. Your teeth are chattering.
But you're awake when you get there.
You ride motorcycles at all?
Yeah, it's worse for them. Yeah, I know. I know. But you're still awake when you get there. You're annoyed and pissed off, but you're awake.
Well, if you've ever ridden classic Harleys, then you know what I mean by the term kid's killer.
Oh, yeah. I'm well aware of that one. Like, even the fire truck, there's not great suspension in that thing, so I feel it no matter what road I'm on.
Yeah, well, even in the truck, which my truck's actually very comfortable, even in the truck, driving that thing is a kidney killer.
Yep. I know a few roads like that, and it's like, come on, guys, you can do better.
Yeah, and I've gotten so used to working with companies that are actually good at what they do that whenever I get to something like that, I'm thinking to myself, what moron hired these idiots who have no idea what they're doing?
Absolutely. Yeah, we all just hope that at least they learn to do it right the first time.
Well, to be blunt, I blame the city itself for hiring bargain basement company to do it. It's like, okay, I get the idea that you want to save money, but there comes a point where okay, we're going to save a ridiculous amount of money, but the job is going to be absolute crap. Well, you know what? You're not really saving money then, because you're going to end up having to redo it anyway. I'd be willing to bet there's already a few thousand complaints in about that stretch. And sooner or later, they're going to have to fix it, because the complaints are just going to keep coming until people are fed up.
I totally understand.
Or better yet, let somebody snap a strut or suspension because of it and sue the city for it. That'll change things.
Yeah, Yep, you hope they learn the lesson at some point.
Hire the proper guys. Hire the professional. It's worth it. It's not worth hiring the cheap guy.
Hey, there are some jobs where this is perfectly acceptable. On my my brochure that I have for my company, well, my company's motto is, when good enough isn't, and on the back of it, it says there are a lot of jobs where good enough is, where good enough works. Traffic control is not one of them.
I can totally agree with you on that one. You got to do it right. Too many lives are at stake, so you want it done properly.
Yeah, so when I started my company, I thought that slogan was a good one. When good enough isn't.
Just like when you fail, try it again. Try again. Yeah, except for skydiving.
Yeah, you fail that when you're kind of, well, you know, a fail is an acronym, don't you?
Yep.
First attempt in
life. Well, so far not bad. Already down like 60-something. Almost down, 57, that's what I'm coming up on. That's not bad. Traffic's been moving.
Yeah, I'm about, what, 154th and 84th? Just at traffic lights. Well, what do you expect? Little India here and traffic lights, you're going to get slowed down, guaranteed.
Yeah, some areas it just, yeah. There's nothing you can do.
Anyway, what's for dinner, my friend?
I think I have a lemon piccata chicken. Or, yeah, I think that's what I have with mashed potatoes and some sort of veggies, green veggies. That's what was in the meal kit that I have left for tonight.
Roger that. I forget the name of the service, but subscribe to something fresh meal thing.
Yeah, one of those. I use Fresh Prep, but there's like HelloFresh and a few others. But yeah, Fresh Prep is the one that the menus kind of jumped out at me originally, so I signed up with them 3.5 years ago and. Every week or two, I get a thing, and usually for 4 platefuls, so dinner, lunch. And it's been actually pretty good. It's been a lot of fun, and made a few things I didn't think I would ever make, and it's been quite enjoyable. See, you can select 2 of 20 different things or whatever each time, or 15 different things.
Yeah, Tina and I did that HelloFresh for you. You know, it really wasn't much savings money-wise, but the food was good, the recipes were great, and can't complain.
Yeah, it's not really a price saving, but some of it is, it also saves you the hassle of going grocery shopping. Here's a box, has all the things you need to make 4 platefuls, let's do it.
Yep, and here's the card on how you cook it.
Yeah, and the only thing you usually have to add is pretty simple and straightforward. Oh, you need to add butter, milk, cream, salt, pepper, that type of thing, so it's, and oil, yeah, olive oil, so it's not really difficult. And the instructions are pretty straightforward in most cases. Only been a few times I've been kind of confused. A few times, yeah, made it wrong, picked the wrong package of whatever, or the wrong spice package and threw that in. It's like, oh, that's not the right one. Oh, well.
Yeah, but sometimes that works out even better than the original.
Very true, very true. But overall,
anyway, yep,
nice
so
when you do it slightly.
Hello, country.
Later.
That was supposed to
like.
Work pretty well. We never renewed it. It's, you know, it was like, okay, well, we're not really making that much of a savings, and my lovely wife is a, you know, she's a stay-at-home wife anyway, so why will we go to that when, you know, she wants to know how to cook something, she can always pick up the phone and call her mom, and considering Ukrainian, guaranteed it's going to be good.
Very true, yeah.